Starting off today with a look at the recent news regarding our nursing homes, veteran centers, and the coronavirus in New Jersey. Viral outbreaks, deaths, updates on individual New Jersey nursing homes. That is going to be the focus of a new Department of Health webpage that was launched this past Wednesday. State officials say this will make it easier to check the status of those facilities. Now, I'll put this on our homepage, but the web address is nj.gov/health/ITC. And what it features is a map showing each nursing facility here in New Jersey and links to summaries of their various inspections, some having more than others, as you can imagine. State Health Commissioner said that the additional data available was among the recommendations of last year's examination of the nursing home industry by that outside consulting firm that the state hired, which some say was an incomplete study, but this is nevertheless a step forward. And just to update you too, nursing homes without active outbreaks can open once again to indoor family visits. That's after implementing state mandated directives. It includes testing of staff and residents, infection control measures, and documenting that they have adequate staffing and personal protection equipment, otherwise known as PPE. And with that in mind, 10 counties are now allowing indoor visits. That's Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Cumberland, Gloucester, Hunterdon, Mercer, Salem, and Somerset counties. The change in the statistics regarding the coronavirus in New Jersey nursing homes has improved dramatically. Number of cases has dropped by 90% and deaths have dropped by 50% since the vaccine campaign started. That was about 2 months ago, and that's federal data, by the way, not state data. Looking at more specific numbers, cases have dropped from 13.7 positive cases per 1,000 residents, that was late December, when the vaccine campaign began, to 1.5 per 1,000 by late February. That's according to information from the CDC. State Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli said this past Wednesday the drop in deaths was even greater at 96%. She credits that with not only to the vaccinations, but the drop in overall COVID cases across New Jersey. Coronavirus cases among staff in these facilities, likewise, that's dropped by 84%. Again, that's according to the CDC. And that's even though a majority of nursing home staff nationwide actually refused to get a shot at the beginning of the rollout. And you heard right, they refused. Which, legally, the nursing homes and veteran centers could kick those people to the curb for refusing, but sadly, there's a shortage of people who could take their place. State Health Department hasn't released information on the percentage of staffers or residents at New Jersey nursing homes who have been vaccinated. Despite the success of the vaccine, too, there are still more than 300 nursing homes with active outbreaks of COVID-19. That's according to the State Health Department. All that being said, New Jersey Republicans, as they promised to do, are going to probe the Murphy administration's COVID response, albeit without Democrats on board. And also the Murphy administration, at least so far, has rejected any attempts by Senate Republicans to have any top officials appear before this panel, which the lack of cooperation from the Democrats, that's going to water down the Republican efforts to provide legislative oversight. Remember when Stephen Sweeney, the Democrat senator, who was also the Senate president, he was all for investigations back in, it was May, I believe it was, to probe the administration's response to the virus that killed more than 21,000 New Jerseyans, 40% of which were in nursing homes and veteran centers. And that support kind of disappeared, pretty much. No Democrats were expected to join the panel. It's going to be 7 Republicans who'll be in hearings this past Friday, doing so outside the scope of the legislature, so they'll have limited powers to inspire, shall we say, any testimony. The review is including a series of hearings that are independent of the legislature. focus is on long-term care facilities, state's veterans homes, where almost 8,000 residents and staffers died because of the coronavirus. Who will be testifying will be family members of residents, their advocates, and various experts. But what about the Democrats? The panel did invite Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli and Acting Human Services Commissioner Sarah Adelman, but nope, they are not participating. Murphy, who this past Wednesday said, "We have been completely at every step of the way transparent." Well, he didn't be so transparent on why any officials from his administration would not be participating. Right, no comment. Turning back the clock, as I said, Sweeney, along with, by the way, Republican Senate Leader Tom Kaine Jr., announced back in May that they'd form a bipartisan review and recovery committee. But obviously, that never happened. And when Republican State Senator Joe Panaccio tried to get votes on a resolution creating the committee in May, July, August, each time that was squashed by the Democratic majority. If you're wondering what the Senate President had to say about this, a spokesperson for Sweeney declined to comment.